Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
Hey, besties. Welcome to another episode of Chat with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. Nowadays, love comes with way too many opinions from strangers on the internet. So today we are talking real connection with a doctor of physical therapy turned author. Now he's been on the show before, but today he is joining us with his wife to chat about how couples can actually connect in real life. Then our bestie, Dr. V, who is a marriage and family therapist, she is back in the building. She is breaking down why being too busy is actually the latest, hottest dating trend, according to guys. So I feel like I should be on someone's sexiest woman alive list after this chat. All right. But first, no matter what phase of a relationship you're in, we all know that we have to master the communication, right?
I first got married. My wife told me one night, she said, Sean, I'm going to bed early. I left some food on the stove. Can you put it away before you go to bed? I said, sure. There are four pots on the stove. I go to the refrigerator, I make room, and I put each pot neatly into the refrigerator. I put the food away. She comes down the next day, goes to the refrigerator, sees that I put the four pots in the refrigerator, and says, why did you put the pots in the refrigerator? Because before you went to bed, you communicated, put the food away. I did what you said. When she told me to put the food away, what does she mean? Put the food in Tupperware, wrap the food up in saran wrap, put the food in aluminum foil, wash the dishes, be sure to empty the dishwasher. She said none of that. The point I'm trying to make is just because you're talking doesn't mean that your partner is understanding. You got to be sure that you are being assertive.
Oh, man. Such a good example of a communication disconnect right there.
Yes.
Welcome back to Chat with Chelsea, Bridgette Waugh, and Dr. Tim Waugh. Now, we've had y'all here separately.
Yes.
But you are married.
Yes,
can I say newlywed still?
Yes, you can.
Yes. Okay, so newlyweds. And Dr. Tim, you got a book that we've got to talk about.
We must.
The 3-Day Getaway, a fun platform for couples communication.
Yes.
So what is this all about? Let's start there.
So this book is really, in a nutshell, an opportunity for individuals that are couples, and that key word is couples, to learn a certain methodology to talk, to communicate. Because unfortunately, there are a lot of people that don't know, when it comes down to that clip, that's a little different. But when it comes down to just initiating it, they'd have no clue.
Yeah. Now, you know when you put the food away that it means put it in the Tupperware. You already knew that when you wrote
this
book.
Yes, indeed. And you know, the funny thing is, and you know, for those that understand this, you'll understand what I mean by this. She cooks with cast iron.
Oh yeah. You can't just throw that in the fridge.
You just can't throw that in.
Better not.
So when you have that command, that request, can you do this? Yes, I can. I have now fully accepted all of the duties and the responsibilities of what it takes to not only put the food up, but to also know what I have to do to the cast iron skillets.
Oh, yes. I mean, I can tell you're a wise man already. Bridgette, now what is something that you feel like y'all have clarified in this new marriage? Something else, you know, he already had that down, that understanding.
Yeah.
Was there something else that you've seen where it's like, okay, this is something that we sat down, we talked about, or maybe we just took a moment and said, this is what I mean when I say this.
Well, communication is key for one. And so for us, that's very, very clear. He doesn't have a problem telling me. I don't have a problem telling him, and accepting him for who he is. And that's the thing. He accepts me for who I am. I accept him for who he is. And that's one of the things that people kind of forget. They want to put you in a box. And to that video clip, I saw that, and we were talking earlier, we were saying how we are detailed and men are bottom line. So he did exactly what she said, put the food away. Whereas I say, babe, can you put the food away, you know, in the containers and da 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 da. And he's like, oh yeah. But we know each other so well, it's just kind of like, he knows if I say, babe, can you put the food away for me? He knows to put in the containers and all that good stuff too. So yeah, communication is key.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay to not make the assumption, right?
And just right. and just that's huge.
Go ahead and give those details.
Exactly. Like, right. Don't assume anything.
Right.
Yeah, because you know what they say about assuming. Mm,
we know. Now you actually wrote this before y'all right. started dating.
Correct.
What made you want to write a book about relationship goals, basically, beforehand?
So. Back in 2015, when I was in the hospital setting, one of the things that was very interesting was, and ironically, I'm going to give you the shorter version of it, is that, you know, I got a lot of questions about why my loved one wouldn't come see me, why they don't feel, you know, connected with me, all of this, and just the difficulty of expanding the ability to talk with them. And oftentimes, I want you to get up and walk. I'm not here to be Dr. Phil. I don't have time for you to be here telling me about your life story. But then it clicked. Wait a minute. I might need to listen to what they're saying while they're doing. So it just became more practice to listen more. And then when I realized, wait a minute, there are a lot of people that don't know how to talk or just to communicate altogether. And I realized there's a space that is a complete disconnect. Everybody wants to know what they want to tell you, but they don't necessarily know what they actually emulate to another person. So when you do have that opportunity to learn, what is it that you know about me and what do I know about you? Then we now have a responsibility situation and how accountable are you? So now it becomes important that if you want to be, which is mainly the point, if you want to be a couple, an effective couple, if you want to be someone that really feels like it's important, and I stated in the book, if this is the person you want to be with, this is not to test other people and play with. This is a methodology to remain a couple. When you know what you're dealing with to develop likes behind who that person is, it's easy to love them. So I built that around a methodology of the book, a journey, if you will, to get people to know this is the way to do it.
Yes, okay, we gotta get into that method, but first we're gonna take a quick commercial break. You guys don't wanna miss these tips. They can save your relationship. We'll be right back. With Bridget and Dr. Tim Waugh, author of The 3-Day Getaway. Okay, so this is an easy read. I'll let y'all know. Like, y'all can get into it really quickly.
Yes.
One of the sentences that caught my attention was being naked is an important element because it allows physical transparency. So you actually get into, like, hey, you know, get naked. Don't be shy. This is part of the process.
This is part of the process. And that's one of the areas that it develops the transparency part. And the reason why I say that is because there was a movie called I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. And one of the scenes was when the guy, the character, main character, took a woman back to her apartment and she started taking off stuff, arms and legs.
Eyeball.
Just, you know, and he's trying to get out of there and, you know, don't run, I'm gonna catch you. But the reality is that it's not about shaming. It's not about body shaming. It's not about feeling lesser than. It's exposing this is who I am. And if you want to be in front of, if you want to, you know, really build something, you got to get past just what you see. Men are visual. So it's really a matter of, as a man, you strip everything away that are enhancements. And there's nothing wrong with being enhanced, but it's only a problem when if you expect that all the time. So it's about stripping it all, be in your natural, who you were born as, and if you still like you or like that person, then you can start there.
Yes, the first thing I'm taking off of these lashes, okay?
Lashes, gotta go.
Yes, gotta go, gotta go.
Oh, what's something else that has stood out, especially for you from the book, that people can go ahead and start implementing? Like another important thing that they should not neglect.
Well, one of the things that, you know, in his book that I love was like what you said, being naked. And that goes back to when I said that I accept him for him and he accepts me for me. Because when I have those days where I'm not feeling sexy, if you will, mm-hmm. you know, and he'll tell me, you know, well, sweetie, he points out the good stuff and then gets me out of that funk. Mm-hmm. So that's something with being very cavalier, if you will, and being honest, but also it put me in a place to where I could receive it.
Oh, yeah.
See, so that there's the difference there. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love in his book are the references to the music. Because, like, the music we were listening to before, you know, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, you know? So the songs that he has in the book, which reflect the relationship, you know, they say all these things that sometimes you can't say. And if you can't say it, play a song.
Yes. Yeah. I love how you walk the guys through, like, how to be more attentive and more thoughtful. I mean, this is for everybody, but really do lay it out. So it's no shame if you don't really, you don't know how to offer that support and give those compliments that are going to help her get through a rough day. Mm-hmm. It's just right. Just read it.
And I want to add that, you know, I know that in social media, there is this word called submission that is a trigger word, okay? Mm-hmm. This is not in the book, but this is something I've been thinking about as a follow-up. But when you really think about submission, both are submitting. So it's not just one. So we often see on social media, the woman pointing out, oh, I can't, I'm not gonna submit. But here's the reality. Men submit all the time. Men are asking, hey, what do you want? What do you like? What are you thinking
the
about?
Right,
what
man.
Is this? Well, true. But over the top, most of the time, there's going to be that, well, what do you want to do? You know, well, if you want to do that, then let's do that. That's submission. So although you're right, the right man is going to really point out or really dive in and go deep into that seven layer to know, well, what does that really mean? Well, tell me, what does that really mean? And if he cares.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't really care, well, of course. But
wrong
it goes
man.
Back.
Right.
Yo, run, you know, run for us. But still, the reality is that, you know, that goes with both. Mm. So the word submission, we need to stop thinking that the word is a toxic word. Mm. You know, because in all fairness, if you are really with the person that you like, you don't have a problem doing things for them, which is still submission.
Yeah, yeah. And well, funny enough, we had we did do an episode on submission with Dr. V, who is back. So we're gonna have more chat about, you know, building a fabulous relationship, especially if you're a busy woman, okay? Apparently it's pulling in all the guys. So we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Could being booked and busy be the secret to finding your next boo? Well, Dr. Viviana Coles is here to discuss.
Yes.
Okay, so you are our intimacy expert.
Yes.
But this is taking it back a few steps.
Well, it
dating.
Is. I was shocked when I heard that all these busy women they're like locking them in.
They are getting the DMs
finally. Finally, because it used to be historically that women had to be like very available
in order
to even have a chance at hooking up with a man or hooking him emotionally or even getting, you know, a ring finger, a ring on it. So, yeah, I'm excited.
So was this based on like a survey or something of guys?
Yeah, all the dating trends are pointing in that direction. So, yes, I mean, if you can call social media... there's all sorts of polls though, but men are actively looking now for women who are booked and busy, and it's not what you think. Because I remember I read that and I thought, oh, they're just wanting to be like
detached a bit.
Yeah, or like they want their expectations to be a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. But that's not the truth. What they're looking for are women who have self-respect, who have boundaries, and who have passion outside of just having the relationship.
Okay.
So they're looking for women who can say, I can't do that this weekend, but I can see you next weekend, because then guess what? They want to chase a little.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So this is getting to the meat of it. Because, you know, a lot of us have been conditioned growing up, especially, you know, decades back, not going to say how many, but it is that availability of just being free to say yes
to everything. Yes, because when they're ready, you need to be ready.
Yeah.
And that is not the trend right now. The trend is to say, if you're not ready, to say, hey, I'm not ready on Thursday night, but I can see you Friday. Mm. Or this week is crazy for me. Let's not try to stick something into the calendar, into the little bitty white space. Let's wait until there's more time. And men are respecting that.
Yeah, you don't have, the right man is the respecting right. that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be scared to communicate. Like, hey, instead of trying to like make calls and change your schedule, mm-hmm. I love that it's like, just say that you're unavailable.
Just say I'm unavailable, but let's try again next week and mean it, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to keep pushing somebody off. That's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is an opportunity for so many of these women who are hustling. 2026 is like they are making their work their priority. They're making other relationships and friendships a priority. Their schedule is busy and they're unapologetic for it.
Nice. Now, do the guys like this because it's also displayed in their behavior? Like they're not constantly like yes. calling and texting?
Yes. Okay. It also takes a little bit of the pressure off of being emotionally available at all times as well. Mm. You know, a lot of women, especially in my office, I'm hearing all sorts of relationship stuff at Houston Relationship Therapy, and they will say, I'm always waiting for the text back, or I will say this and then he doesn't say anything until later. And there's like this like chess game that's happening emotionally. Yeah. And men who are going after women who are busy, they're like, the pressure's off a little bit. I can respond and she might be too busy, or mm-hmm. she'll appreciate a response, a timely one. Whereas otherwise, there might be women who are literally just staring at their phones waiting to find out like, okay, what's gonna happen this weekend? And are we doing something or are we not? Yeah. If you are struggling with that, make sure that you're checking in with your friends, letting them know like, hey, what do you think about this? I'm imagining that movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, where
oh
they're like,
gosh.
You do what? Yeah. You might need to just check in and say, hey, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Or is mm-hmm. this okay? And chances are, no, you should not be doing that. And you need to be living your life and see when the right guy can be put in there.
Yeah. Okay. So if somebody is struggling with that, is the recommendation go find a hobby? Because you got to get your mind off of him.
Always.
Or her.
If you are living for your relationship, you're not bringing anything to it. So be interesting. Mm. In order to be interested in, you have to be interesting, right? And you go out there and do things that light you up or that you learn more about yourself, whether that is something completely new and different off your radar right now, or it's things that you're like, I could take this to the next level. I just didn't have the time for it. Now I do. Go out there and elevate yourself, and that will be attractive.
Yes. You do you.
You do you. And then come for me, boo.
Yes.
I love it.
Get that on a t-shirt. For those of us who are like just so booked and busy, how you mentioned, you know, making sure that you are doing those follow-ups. Like, is there anything else that we need to keep in mind to ensure that we're not distancing ourselves from that person?
That's a great point, because sometimes it can feel like you're just not ready to make that emotional commitment, so you're just holding them back. Make sure you talk to them about that. Say, hey, by the way, I feel like the last time we got together, that was awesome. Like, I had a great time. Did you? They're just going to need a little bit more reassurance when you are talking and making sure that the engagements that you are having together are more quality, yes. Not just quantity, but quality. Like, that's what I think these relationships are about, is just making sure the quality is there.
Okay. So make sure you are locked in, because you've already blocked off that time on the calendar
for your boo. Put your phones down.
Put them down. I love it. Okay. Great tips on connecting, even if we're booked and busy. And you get more dates. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this. Thank you for watching this episode of Chatting with Chelsea on Relationship Goals. Before we go, I got to get a final thought from all of you, starting with the Waz here.
So the one thing I wanted to point out was when you were talking about the submission thing. Mm. So my thing is, if you take care of your spouse's needs or your partner's needs, your needs will get met as well. Mm. Believe it or not, try it.
Just try it. Give it a go.
Yep.
All right. Dr. Jim.
So there's always that statement about happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about Happy Man Has a Plan. Which one really came first? That's why it's necessary for Al Green's Let's Stay Together.
Okay, with the music reference.
Yes.
Hard act to follow, right?
Yes. Okay. Before we cue our music, yeah. Dr. V, what do you want to leave the folks
for
with?
All of you busy women out there, make sure you're living a full life that makes you feel fulfilled, because then you'll attract other people who will fit right in. And then, you know, you get that relationship you've always wanted and you build it together.
Yes.
I love that.
Well, hey, y'all really fulfilled our goals today. I mean, staying happily married, building that relationship, yes. and also finding that relationship. Where can the folks find you first?
DrViviana.com and at Houston Relationship Therapy.
All right. And Doc, where can we get the book?
We can get the book at Amazon.com. So just go ahead and put in 3-Day Getaway or Tim Waugh, mm-hmm. either way, and it'll pop up.
Okay.
With a workbook.
Oh, and a workbook.
As a workbook.
Okay.
Yes.
Get Naked is in the workbook,
well,
too?
No. What the workbook allows is an easier transition to keep your notes, because there's a little work involved.
Okay.
So, again, you know, you get the chance to put it down, and then you can always go back and review, well, what did you say on such and such day?
I love it. Keep the notes. All right. Thank y'all so much once again.
Absolutely.
You guys have got... Oh, I'm sorry. You could have just thrown it in. Just come on. Y'all together. You're a unit.
The Fashionable Publicist on Instagram.
Okay, that's where the folks can find you. All right, nice. All right, you guys can find us on YouTube. Go ahead and hit subscribe once you get there on Chad with Chelsea. Keep up with us on social at Chelsea Show Fox. Wardrobe provided by Trezor Cachet Boutique. And we'll see you on the next Chad with Chelsea.